Why are they attacking us? Three reasons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, and by the way, I'm trying to mix history, politics, and the Qur'an, and I'm trying to present to you a unified view. Because I want to emphasize the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about everything that we will face in the Qur'an. And if we'd really understand the Qur'an, we would be amazed at the perfection of our religion. Amazed at the divine source. That any type of attack that they have, a similar attack was used against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we study the way that Allah refuted them, we will have our manner of refuting the modern Western attacks as well. So let us go back to the Qur'an and see why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that they would attack us? The first one, Surah Baqarah verse 120. وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Christians and the Jews will never be pleased with you until you follow their way of life, their religion. They want to convert you. No matter how much they deny it, oh no, 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 we just want to be one, we want to have dialogues and trialogues. The goal of a dialogue and trialogue in the back of the mind is that you convert to our way of life. Allah says so in the Qur'an. This is the first thing, they want to convert us. The second thing is also in Surah Baqarah, in verse 109. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. Many of the Christians and the Jews, the Ahlul Kitab, wish that you would turn away from your religion after you have believed. Turn away and become disbelievers. حَسَدًا. And out of envy from themselves after the truth has become manifest to them. They know the truth. They know they are on falsehood. But they are envious that why did these people have the messenger? أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ الذِّكْرُ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. Did the revelation come upon this person from amongst us? Couldn't Allah have chosen a better person? Couldn't Allah have chosen a better species? I mean, these brown people, these foreigners are telling us, the Westerners, how to lead our lives? If you study Western history and the history of Western civilization, it is the same arrogant xenophobia that is under the garb of Western scholarship present today. Hasadam, envious. Who are these third world people to come tell us what is the right way of life? And another verse in Surah 90, Allah uses the word baghyam. Grudging. They're so angry that these people have the religion. So it's hatred. So one thing is to convert you. And you see those type of Christians, they'll come to your land and they'll say, oh, we love you Muslims. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Right? There are other groups of people. And this is, and you see in the media now, their propaganda. These people are stupid. You know, they're backwards. They're third world, etc., etc. So it's envy. And we can't discount this very important reason. And the third reason, in Surah Qasas verse 57, it's a very subtle thing, and we have to understand it. وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعِ الْهُدَى مَعَكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. And the Quraysh say, if we were to follow the truth with you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be snatched away from our lands. The Quraysh will no longer have power in the land. In other words, we lose our influence. And these are the same three reasons that Muslims are being attacked today. To convert us, we have institutes like the Zwemer Institute all over the world. I was told yesterday that in Bahrain, the P.O. Box number one doesn't belong to the royal family, it belongs to the Zwemer School. Shows their power. The Zwemer Institute has been active in the Muslim world for over 100 years. But not just them. There are hundreds of Christian organizations that are out to convert us under the guise of humanitarian relief, etc. And many times these religious organizations aren't just to convert. But they're mixed with the second reason, the third reason that we mentioned, which is the political reason. People don't want to lose power. And so the governments and the elites are funding think tanks to attack Islam. And we have to be aware of this. There are foundations like the Olin Foundation, the Carthage, the Bradley, the Scape Foundation, that actively give money to people to produce the documentaries and books against Islam. Steve Emerson is a prime example. The Jihad in America series was funded by these organizations. When you look at PBS and you see, why are these programs coming? Who's funding them? Why would anybody pay anything about Islam? You have to realize that there is, for lack of a better word, a conspiracy. And there are books written against these organizations in telling you how much money they are spending against Muslims. And who they're funding and who they're not funding. So this loss of power, the fear of losing power, which governments have, in particular the Israeli government and the American government, you'll see that the Israeli government funds a lot of institutions and think tanks to destroy the credibility of Islam. So you'll see these institutions that are on the Christian conversion side cooperating with these institutions that are on the political government elite side. And a prime example of that is in Sudan right now, which Christian organizations are merging with the government organizations. And they say, oh, the Muslims are attacking Christianity. But in reality, from the political perspective, do you think most political leaders care what religion people have? No. What they want is the oil of Sudan. And I also was reading that there's a large talk about diverting the water of the Nile to start giving it to the Israelis because there's a shortage of water in Israel. So you'll see backdoor alliances between these groups. And then the second reason that we mentioned was envy and dislike and jealousy. Well, that's the media attacks. And also the media cooperates and collaborates with the government elite as well. Prime example of that is the movie, The Rules of Engagement. I think Samuel Jackson was there shooting all the Muslims. Do you know who funded the movie? Department of Defense. The Department of Defense funded that movie and cooperated in creating this film to portray the army in a good light. And we sit here, you know, and we're very happy as Muslims, and we go, alhamdulillah, you know, I have my home, you know, we have our nice masajid, alhamdulillah, everything is good. You know, these people talking about Western taxing Islam, it's not that important, you know. Life is good. We don't realize that reality is, there is a sophisticated conspiracy to take you away from your religion. And if not you, your children. So remember these three reasons that Allah has told us about in the Qur'an and they're occurring today. And I could go into a lot more detail on this. The goal of these people is to, well, number one, create revulsion against Islam in the minds of the non-Muslims. So then when the non-Muslim thinks of Islam, he thinks, stupid people. So weird, so backward, so I can't even imagine being a Muslim. This is the goal. Okay? We talked about the reasons. Envy. They want to convert you. They're afraid of losing power. But what is the goal now? What is the long-term and short-term goal? One is for the non-Muslims, they want to make Islam look like a very outlandish, strange, in fact, backward way of life. And do you know what the corollary of that is to the Muslims? It is to embarrass Muslims about their beliefs, about their traditions, about their history. Muslims are embarrassed, you know. If it's a guy is here with a very long beard, they go, oh, I can't talk with him. I don't want to listen to him. You know, he's backward. He has a long beard. I've even heard of sisters, if they see a woman in hijab and she's giving a lecture, they go, oh, I can't listen to her. So Muslims themselves become embarrassed about their way of life, thinking it is more natural that we follow the way of life of the kuffar. And what this does, the goal is to embarrass them first, and second, after embarrassment comes, doubt. So you start doubting, oh well, you know, not all of Islam is really applicable to the modern world. And then after doubt becomes kufr, wal'ayadu billah, disbelief. And so Muslims become, very few Muslims become Christians. And Christians have realized that after a few centuries of trying to convert us, we're not going to follow that way of life. It's not logical for us. So their goal right now is to at least make you agnostic. Agnostic meaning, I really don't care about religion. And so, doubt in the short term has a very clear focus. The clear focus is, we want to create good Muslims and bad Muslims. The good Muslim is the one who is not outwardly practicing. Religion has become a private matter. This is their envy, right? They don't want to see you practice Islam. If they see you practicing Islam, they you see it in their face of some people. Who are you? This is the envy side of their motives. The bad Muslim is the one that practices. Oh, you outwardly I'm talking about. What are these people, man, backwards? The good Muslim, according to them, is the one that makes religion a personal matter. And the bad Muslim is the one that wants to establish Islam in society. So they're fundamentalist. They're backwards. And Turkey is a prime example of that. Right? They banned the welfare party yesterday. The Islamic party is banned now. There's no more welfare party. I think it's banned. Finish. Everything's banned. Everything is banned now. You can only be secular. Oh, of course. This is yes. Also, the good Muslim is the one that picks and chooses his religion to suit the modern world. And this is for the people that want power. Why is that? Because they want you to buy their goods and products and services. They want profit. And if you start picking and choosing Islam, that means that they have a way and a means for you to say, oh, I need to buy the big screen TV, the nice home, the big car. I need products. I need goods. And not only do I need to buy them in America, but we need our American companies to come to your countries and sell our goods to you. And the bad Muslim is the one that rejects materialism. Because when you reject materialism, you're not going to go out and buy everything at the latest sale. So they lose money. So this is the image that they're trying to project. Briefly then, in the few minutes I have remaining, we've talked now about a little bit about the history. And it's a very quick review. We've talked a little bit about the goals. And again, very quickly. So what is our response? Some people say we shouldn't care. And this is wrong. The fact is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the doubts of the kuffar in the Qur'an. So this shows the honor of refuting them. That Allah responded to them. We said before that they said, you know, he's being taught by this other person, Muhammad is being taught by this other person. Allah responds to them. لِسَانُ الَّذِي يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيُّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah responds against them. So what should we do? What should our response be? Again, go back to the Qur'an. We need to look to the Qur'an as our source of guidance. And extract from it practical steps for us today. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 186, Allah tells us, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. You will be tried in yourselves and your money and your lives. وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. And you will hear from the people that have the book before you, the Christians and the Jews, and from the polytheist, many harmful things. They'll say many things that you don't like. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا. First thing is you must have patience. وَتَتَّقُوا. And you have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah. فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is from the foremost of matters. So this is something we cannot take lightly. Patience and taqwa. Because part of the benefits of them attacking us is that we become stronger in our faith. We're able to sift out those people that truly believe in Islam from those that have offered lip service. Sabr is a good thing. And tattaqu, that you turn back to Allah and you fear Allah. You don't fear them. So after you're attacked by people, you realize after a while, you know what? It doesn't matter who these people are. They're just another riffraff on the street. That in reality, the only one I should fear is Allah. So it makes you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is intended for you to build your relationship with the Creator and not to be worried about the creation. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the second reason. وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدُرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ Surah Hijr, at the end of it, verse 97 onwards. And Allah tells us, and we know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it harms you what they say. Their attacks against you really bother you. What did Allah say to do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ Give the praises of your Lord. And be from amongst those that give sajda, that make sajda. And worship your Lord until the truth comes to you, your death comes to you. So here we are told to increase your relationship with Allah. When they attack, give glory to Allah. Have isti'ana with Allah. Seek your assistance from Allah. Wallahi, this is a perfect means. The attacks of people is a perfect means for us to increase our reliance upon Allah. And this is our victory. When we stop thinking that we can create these plots and plans to go against them, and believe that really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we have our relationship with Him, He will cause the means to destroy that attack. We have to build our relationship with Allah. So that is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to worship Allah. When they attack you, increase your worship of Allah. Make sijda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. So He turns us back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns us back to the goal of life. The goal of life is not to respond to them, the goal of life is ubudiyyah, to worship Allah. So put it into its perspective. Don't worry about what they say. Go back to what you were created for, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ Third thing is to remove the doubts from our heart. If we have any doubts in our heart, wallahi ya ikhwan, I swear by Allah, there is no doubt that they can come with, except that we have the response to it. We have the response to it. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا I advise you with one thing, أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنًا وَفُرَادًا To stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in singulars or in pairs. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا Then think. Ponder, remove the doubts from your heart. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ Your companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not crazy. Everything in the religion is perfect, is right. So we have to think about Islam and we have to remove the doubts from our heart. And then the fourth thing that we must do is to respond to them. If you are able. And this requires some fiqh, some understanding, based on your abilities, based on the time, based on the place, based on the repercussions that may occur. So when they say, oh, Muslims are terrorists, we shouldn't be afraid. Excuse me, how many people have died from terrorism versus how many people have died from your attacks? If Islam is the greatest threat to the world today, tell me how many people have died from Islamic terrorist attacks relative to how many people have died from your invasions, from your wars, from even activities that are occurring right now, bombings that are occurring right now in Iraq or what Russia is doing in Chechnya. And if you look at the numbers, you'll see that Muslims are in a few dozen. The Muslim attacks, supposedly Muslim terrorist attacks, a few dozen people have died. And this is the greatest threat to humanity today. If we really think about it, there's no way that they can come to us anything except that we have the response. Oh, Islam is demeaning to women. Oh, really? It is. Oh, excuse me. What is the center of pornography in the world today? They go, huh? How many movies have Muslims created that demean women sexually? Huh? I did that to a Christian. He just went, huh? And compare that to the number of movies being created right now in Los Angeles, and you're telling us we're demeaning because they put on clothing outside and you take it off and you're freedom? We have a strange concept of demeaning. So we must respond to them. وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا In Surah Furqan, verse 33, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and they do not come to you with any example to attack your religion, except that we come and respond to it with the truth and a better response, a better explanation. It cannot be that they attack us, except that there is an immediate response to it. So these are some of the things that we should do, and this is why we are doing this conference. To start with removing the doubts from the minds of our Muslim brothers. To clear our hearts so we can come back to Islam. And this is, inshallah, a first step and one that we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. And we end with the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, verse 46. وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ And they plot their plots. The kuffar keep plotting. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has their plots, is aware of their plots. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ And never will their plots be able to even remove the mountains. I mean, they plot such huge things. Don't worry. Allah is aware of it. What we must do is to turn back to our Lord, increase our ista'ana with Allah, our reliance upon Allah, remove the doubts from our heart, and then respond in the manner that is best. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.